Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's a cold start out there. Temperatures are close to freezing now, but we'll have a milder afternoon and even more warm temperatures in our forecast. I'll show you what's changing.
Investigators are looking for the person who shot at a moving Jeep overnight. This right now, what we're learning about this investigation leading up to that crash.
And former President Donald Trump is pointing to a possible running mate if he gets the Republican presidential nomination. The quality he is looking for and his thoughts on when he'll join the debate stage as well.
We're just happy you are joining us here on this Wednesday. A chilly start to our Wednesday once again. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm his running mate, Renee Chu.
There you go.
I'm going to lead the ticket next half hour, though.
I think you should.
But at 6 o'clock, it's Jeff and Renee, and also Elizabeth. It's a, you know, three-person ticket here. You get all three of us. Elizabeth Gardner tracking a pretty sunrise, hopefully, that we'll get today.
I'll be the Secretary of the Interior.
Okay.
We'll take a look at Durham this morning. All quiet. We do have a little bit of high, thin cloud cover that's likely to stream in tomorrow, just like we saw yesterday. 33 degrees in the Triangle area right now. We dropped to 32 last hour, but the wind's starting to pick up just a little bit. It's out of the northeast at 6. That probably bumped our temperature just a degree. Our skies are clear, so we have the top of the tower lit in blue this morning. And we take a look at some of these temperatures. 26 right now in Southern Pines. It's 31 in Goldsboro, 30 Rocky Mount Wilson and South Hill. Our coldest spot there, well, is actually Southern Pines, and it's chilly in Roxboro at 28, but a little above freezing down in Fayetteville and Clinton. A little bit of frost out there this morning, too. In town, it's probably a quick scrape. In the rural areas, probably more like 1 to 2 minutes to get that frost off your windshield this morning. This afternoon will feel very similar to yesterday with highs in the upper 50s, but we see temperatures jumping into the mid-60s for the next couple of days. I'll show you why that's probably not going to last too long. Coming up, Brian.
All right, 601 right now. We do have a crash just north of downtown Raleigh at the intersection of 640 Road at Wake Forest Road. I just checked some higher resolution sensor data and I'm not seeing any delays through there, but reportedly it's a crash with injuries, so you're likely going to see at least some police response there at that pretty major intersection. Elsewhere around the triangle, we're looking nice and quiet. No trouble on the Beltline this morning. 540 westbound looks good on the north side of Raleigh, and for the moment at least 885 in Durham looks good in both directions, Jeff.
Thanks, Brian. This morning, Wake County deputies are looking for a person who fired shots at a moving vehicle near Rollsville, causing it to crash. Mitchell Mill Road reopened just a few hours ago after authorities had it shut down for hours last night. WRAL's Laura Levine is at the Wake County Sheriff's Office this morning. There were two people hurt in this crash. Deputies are looking for a car that took off from this scene, Laura.
Yes, right now we are here at the Wake County Sheriff's Office where the investigation really just beginning because that driver is still on the run. I want you to take a look at this video of the scene where you can see multiple crews responding overnight. The Wake County Sheriff's Office says shots were fired at a vehicle on Mitchell Mill Road near Roseville around 8 o'clock last night. The Sheriff's Office and the Roseville Police Department responded to that report of a vehicle hit by gunfire which crashed while traveling west. A Jeep Wrangler and a dark-colored SUV were traveling on Mitchell Mill Road when the shots were fired at the Jeep, causing that Jeep to drive off the road and flip onto its side. We want you to take a listen to this Broadcastify radio traffic detailing the intense situation.
The crews are actually evaluating her right now. This apparently was a road rage incident in which they were shot at. So they are trying to evaluate her right now to make sure that she doesn't have any gunshot wounds.
Yes, so right there, you can hear investigators indicating that this could have been a road rage incident. As far as the woman they were speaking of, the driver and passenger were taken to a nearby hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. They sustained injuries from the crash, not from the shooting. Anyone with information about what happened on Mitchell Mill Road, as well as the whereabouts of that driver, please give Wake County Sheriff's Office a call. Laura Levine, WRAL News. We're live in Raleigh.
There will be additional law enforcement at a Moore County Middle School today after students went home early yesterday because of a bomb threat. School officials say they received the threat to Cranes Creek Middle School at 2:45 yesterday afternoon, just 15 minutes before regular dismissal. All students and staff evacuated the building as police searched the campus. Students were sent home without being allowed back inside. The school district will have a support team at the school today for any students or staff who need it.
A 33-year-old man is facing a murder charge after a shooting in Raleigh. Pacheco Valentin was arrested last night after the shooting on North New Hope Road. Sky 5 flew over that scene yesterday at the Lexington Apartments, which are right near the intersection of Capitol Boulevard. Police responded just before 11:30 in the morning and found a woman with serious gunshot wounds. She later died. It's still not clear what led to that shooting.
Most Triangle hospitals say they're seeing cases of the respiratory illnesses overall going down, but there is still concern about sickness spreading. Today, we'll learn more about where case numbers stand across the state. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is live outside Wake Med Hospital this morning. And Kelsey, hospitals say we've passed the peak, but we're certainly not out of the woods yet.
Renee, we checked in with UNC, Duke, and Wake Med hospitals about their latest numbers. Here at Wake Med, less than 80 people are hospitalized with COVID, flu, and RSV combined. New numbers will be coming out from the state later today. Wake Med has 63 COVID hospitalizations, the highest out of all three of those hospitals we just told you about. It's down from 67 last month. UNC Health is reporting COVID hospitalizations have increased to 33, up from 30 last month. Duke Health is reporting the largest decrease in COVID hospitalizations from last month to this month, 30 hospitalizations this week compared to 45 last month. Dr. Daniel Park with the Pediatric Emergency Department at UNC Medical Center has a message for parents this morning. He says, don't send your child to school with a fever.
If they're having active symptoms and, you know, and they have a fever, please keep them home so that we can prevent the spread across larger populations.
Dr. Park also says that although these cases are trending downward, we're still not out of the woods. He says hospital capacity is still a major concern for them. Statewide data will be released later this afternoon. We'll keep you posted on those numbers. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
A new hint this morning as to who former President Donald Trump would pick as a running mate if chosen as the Republican presidential nominee. Trump participated in a Fox News town hall last night in Greenville, South Carolina. We're now 3 days ahead of that state's Republican primary. Moderator Laura Ingraham touched on a number of topics, including the qualities he looks for in a vice presidential running mate.
Well, always the first quality has to be somebody that you think will be a good president, because if something should happen, you have to have somebody that's going to be a great president. A lot of people are talking about that gentleman right over there. I watched his campaign.
And for the record there, he was pointing to South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, who endorsed Trump over Nikki Haley. Trump also confirmed he would commit to a debate when it comes down to the final Republican versus the final Democrat. He also commented on the death of Alexei Navalny, saying it's a very sad situation.
Educators at high-need schools in Wake County will be eligible for more bonuses. The school board approved a new program called Project Leaders. It could mean thousands more dollars for teachers, assistant principals, and principals. They'd also have access to more money for training and teacher education. The new program is designed to improve education and employee retention. It would be for 24 lower-income and lower-performing schools. You can find out more about the program and who is eligible at the education section of WRL.com.
We have an update in last week's deadly shooting following the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade. Two men, Dominic Miller and Lindell Mays, who you see on your screen right here, they're facing second-degree murder charges and several other felony counts. Radio DJ Lisa Lopez Galvin was killed in that shooting. At least 22 other people were hurt. Prosecutors say verbal dispute between Mays and a stranger led to those shots fired at the parade.
That argument very quickly escalated to Mays drawing his firearm, a handgun, almost immediately. Others pulled their firearms.
And police are still not sure how many people pulled out guns. Police say they are still investigating with the hopes of finding additional shooters. Officials also ask for anyone hurt while trying to escape to come forward, as Miller and Mays could face additional charges for that. The two are both being held on $1 million bond.
Raleigh City Council is cutting back on a costly project to make Six Forks Road safer near the North Hills area. The council voted unanimously to widen part of Six Forks Road from 2 to 3 lanes in each direction with a median to separate traffic. This project has been on the table for more than a decade. The cost has more than tripled in that time. The council decided to only widen 1 mile between Rowan Street and Millbrook Road. The original project would have taken the expansion all the way up to Lynn Road from North Hills, which would have cost a lot more. The city expects construction to start in the spring of 2026 and take about 2 years to complete.
10 minutes after six, and a very sad update in the case of a missing 11-year-old Texas girl.
How a suspect in the murder helped investigators find Audrey Cunningham's body. Ken.
Also coming up, Renee, this is what a passenger on board a United Airlines flight noticed out his window. We'll get a firsthand account from that passenger of this frightening scene. Let's get a firsthand account of how our weather's shaping up this morning.
Yeah, not too frightening. A little bit chilly this morning. We're looking at sunshine for this afternoon. We do have warm temperatures in the forecast toward the end of the week, but we'll also see some rain on Friday. I'll show you how much coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:13 right now. I'm beginning to see a little bit of daylight there in Durham. Our sunrise is getting earlier and earlier this time of year. 33 in Durham. It's 30 in Wilson. The whirligigs are spinning around a little bit. We have a little light wind out there that's making it feel a little chilly. We'll take a look in just a few minutes about how cold it feels with the wind chill. It's not a big difference, but it does feel like 20s in a lot of places this morning. In Fayetteville, it is 33 degrees. We're seeing clear skies everywhere. Obviously, with these chilly temperatures, you want to grab a coat. You probably want to spend a little time scraping the windshields this morning as well. With those cold temperatures, you probably run into some frost in places, especially rural areas. And out for exercise this morning, obviously it's cold, but this afternoon, not feeling so bad, in the upper 50s with mostly sunny skies. Coming up, we'll talk more about our rain for Friday. Brian.
Just about 6:14 right now. Still watching this crash with injuries in Raleigh at the intersection of Six Forks Road and Wake Forest Road. Still not seeing any delays through that intersection, but look out for some police activity there. Elsewhere around the triangle, we're looking fine on our major routes. Want to head out to the airport, check in on I-40 at Aviation Parkway. You can still see that traffic's flowing pretty well out there in both directions. No trouble on 40 westbound from Wade Avenue. The ride on 540 westbound looks good to the airport through North Raleigh. And in Durham and Chapel Hill, no trouble on 40 eastbound. Heading toward RDU. Jeff.
Thanks for that, Brian. We have such a sad update in the case of a missing 11-year-old girl in Texas. Authorities found Audrey Cunningham's body in a river yesterday, 5 days after she vanished on her way to school. Audrey's body was found in the Trinity River. It's about 10 miles downstream from the dam where her backpack was found the day after she disappeared. It's also one of several spots given to them by Don Stephen McDougal. McDougal lives on Audrey's family's property and is believed to be the last person who saw her. He admits leaving the house with her Thursday morning just before she was supposed to get on her school bus. He was arrested Friday on an unrelated charge, and authorities say they expect to issue a murder charge against him.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, I want to take you live out to the International Court of Justice, where right now the court is hearing arguments from 52 countries and three international organizations over Israeli occupation of Palestinian claimed land. This 15-judge panel is asked to review Israel's occupation, settlement, and annexation. Palestinian representatives have asked judges to declare Israel's occupation of their territory illegal. Israel is not taking part in this week's oral arguments. More than 50 states will take part through February 26th.
Thanks, Michelle. It's another aviation scare you'll be talking about today or seeing on your social media feeds. A passenger on board a United flight looked out the window and saw the wing of the plane falling apart in midair. WRAL's Ken Smith joins us now with a look at what is some frightening video once again.
Yeah, that passenger either had the best seat in the house or the worst seat in the house. And Jeff, this was a flight headed to Boston from San Francisco, but was diverted to Denver because of this incident. Take a look at what we're talking about here. The United Airlines flight taking off. Kevin Clark saw what was happening out his window. He immediately grabbed his cell phone and started rolling, a wing slat shredding midair. Wing slats are movable panels on the front or edge of the wing that helps the aircraft increase lift during takeoff or landing procedures. It's safe to say Clark either had the best or worst seat on that plane.
Wheels up, and I hear this incredible loud vibration like I've never heard. And I was like, what was that? And it stopped within seconds.
No. Well, the plane was a Boeing 757-200 aircraft. An FAA rep says the agency is investigating this incident and stressed flying is still the safest form of transportation by far. But this latest incident, Jeff, comes after that door plug blew off that Alaska Airlines flight. And, of course, that happened back in January. But for those passengers, just another scary moment.
I don't feel like we're at a heightened sense of alarm here. Mm. These things just keep happening. Yeah. And it's weird. And the guy said the noise went away. That would worry me that the wing went away with it.
And he said the pilot came back and looked out of the window and then got on the PA and calmly said, yeah, we're diverting to Denver. Mm-hmm. Still the safest form of transportation.
Okay. Yes, keep telling herself that.
Yeah,
thanks, exactly. Ken. Renee?
This afternoon, Governor Roy Cooper is honoring Black History Month. He will host a reception for North Carolina's Black teachers and educators. It will be at the North Carolina Executive Mansion at 4 p.m. This morning, a robot company is opening its doors in Mooresville. Robot Lab creates robots for education purposes, restaurants, cleaning, delivery, and more. This is video from a robot lab in Dallas. You can learn more about the latest innovations today at the ribbon-cutting ceremony. It will be at 9 this morning on Copley Parkway in Mooresville. It is 6:18, and let's just take a moment and look at this gorgeous sunrise. I mean, behind us. Look at the colors in the sky. The temperatures are cold out there. You're definitely going to need a coat, but it'll warm up and we'll get some sunshine and you'll definitely be able to enjoy the afternoon. Later this week, though, we're going to get that warm up. And I know a lot of you are looking forward to that. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is tracking these temperatures and our warming trends. Elizabeth.
We get 60s in the forecast for the next couple of days. Not so much today. Temperatures will be in the upper 50s this afternoon. We do have sunshine, though, just starting to light up the sky there in Goldsboro. We're taking a look at Apex, Chapel Hill here, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and Fayetteville, of course, there where our newsroom is. The next thing we're talking about is some showers that will roll in on Friday. And then after that, we start to move into a little bit wetter pattern. What we see Friday is not likely to be very heavy, but we will see some cooler temperatures behind it. Likely to see about a quarter of an inch or less with the system Friday. We may add a little bit to it again on Saturday. Here's a look at the big picture. We have this little disturbance that's sitting offshore right now. That's moving away from us. It's going to bring us clear skies for today. We had some high thin cloud cover yesterday. We may see a little bit of that today, but we're likely to see a better chance for rain tomorrow night and into Friday, at least for the first half of the day. This is tomorrow afternoon, and you can see some cloud cover developing. A little bit of patchy rain comes through late Thursday. So starting around 9 p.m. Thursday, there's 10 p.m. Thursday. It's really out of the viewing area by around 11. And then this version, the high resolution version of Futurecast, really doesn't show us much rain at all on Friday. That's probably a little bit underdone. That's the only high resolution model that we have right now to show this far out in advance. But we'll go back and take a look at the long range models and definitely shows us a bit more rain for Friday. This is Thursday. At 5 o'clock, you can see the rain moving in overnight. Our front here right around lunchtime is moving through and then pulls out with some clearing in the afternoon. But we may have another front that drops in on us on Saturday. We'll push that forward and pause it there around 5 o'clock on Saturday. Some late afternoon showers. That front moves through overnight and then we're clear on Sunday. But we may see more unsettled conditions into Monday and Tuesday as well. For Friday, looking at a 50% chance of rain and then Saturday, just a 30% chance. Most of that would be overnight. How much rainfall can a quarter of an inch or less. It's not going to be a whole lot of rain that we see, even when we add that little bit of rain into Saturday night. It's just not going to be a whole lot of rain. We could use a little bit of rain, but we're not likely to see much this time. We will see some warmer temperatures for Thursday. Thursday looks like a nice day for us with partly cloudy skies and 65 degrees. Friday will be wet in the morning, most likely. Saturday wet overnight. Sunday's dry, but cooler. And then nice and mild on Monday and Tuesday, but we may end up with a few more isolated showers. Behind that 7-day forecast, looking awfully spring-like. And it's not just Monday and Tuesday, but much of next week, maybe well above normal.
I'm going to have the shorts ready.
Yeah, you may. It's well, we all need to grab our sunglasses.
You have fair warning. WRL Severe Weather Center and Severe Glare Center. It is 6:21 as we take a look at traffic. We do have a crash on the north side of Central Raleigh at Six Forks Road at Wake Forest Road. That reportedly is a crash with injuries, but I haven't seen any delays showing up on the sensors there. And for the moment, that's the only incident that we are following in the triangle. All of our major routes are looking good. I want to give you a heads up. In Moore County in Southern Pines, they have two new traffic signals that went online yesterday on Carolina Green Parkway. One is at Morganton Road, the other at 15501. Just be prepared for that if you head through that area.
Will do, Brian. Thank you. Coming up, it is something you usually don't hear. Cross the street the old-fashioned way.
We'll explain just another case of how Apple Vision Pro headsets are raising safety concerns during ordinary tasks.
And here's a look at your winning NC Education Lottery numbers on your screen right now. Back with what's trending after this.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Lindsay Lohan is back in a rom-com element in a familiar way.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending.
Yes, a trailer for the new Netflix movie Irish Wish features a nostalgic trope for Lohan. The rom-com stars Lohan as a bridesmaid attending her best friend's wedding in Ireland, and that person is engaged to the love of her life, and on the day of the ceremony, she wakes up as the bride-to-be after making a wish for true love.
So plausible, right? But that seems to be her MO, the swapping places thing. I mean, Parent Trap back in the day, Freaky Friday, and now you've got this, but it sounds cute.
Keeps her in the headlines.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps her in the headlines and on Netflix. Get your bunny ears ready for your favorite pet because they could become famous. Cadbury is launching this year's search for a spokes animal. They launched it yesterday. Pets of all shapes and sizes are eligible to be featured in a Cadbury commercial. Could win up to $5,500. Mighty cute there. And you can enter your pet in the competition by following Cadbury on Instagram and posting a video or photo explaining why your pet should be the Cadbury Bunny. And, you know, Vivian, I'll tell you, she needs to get a job.
She needs to pay for rent.
Yeah.
So every bunny wants to be the bunny, even Vivian. That, Brian, that's great. It's precious right there. You need to enter.
She would win, hands down.
She's not humiliated at all by things like that.
She will be when she grows up and looks back at those pictures.
Exactly.
That's right. It's our job to embarrass them. Thanks, Brian. Police in San Diego are issuing a warning after seeing a man crossing a street using the Apple Vision Pro headsets. They say it's just much safer to cross the street the old-fashioned way. This video shows officers watching in bewilderment as I think they're arresting somebody else, but they're watching that man cross the street using the headset. In an Instagram post, San Diego police say it's all for new technology, but safety is more important.
And the pollen count starting to creep up. It's medium for trees today, but I'll show you which day this week it looks highest coming up.
This morning, investigators are looking for the person who shot inside a moving Jeep. Just ahead, the details we're uncovering about what happened.